الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. وقال تعالى: والنجم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى علمه شديد القوى. صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. درشے پڑھنے respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home. In the last session of Dars-e Hadith, we touched on the year of Amul Huzn, the year of difficulty and the year of great grief for Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam. Am in the Arabic language means year, and Huzn means difficulty, grief. The year in which the first wife Bibi Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha passed away, the mother of all the children of Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam, with the exception of Hazrat Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And after that, Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam's uncle Abu Talib, the father of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he again had a lot of power in the city of Makkah. And it was because of Abu Talib that Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam had access to free movement in the city of Makkah, and he had that authority. Without any hindrance, he could give da'wat to anyone who he wanted. The people of Makkah knew that Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam is protected by Abu Talib. Protection is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, that is our iman. But that is how the system worked in the city of Makkah. And the death of Abu Talib was no doubt a great blow for Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam politically. He was a great defender of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is said that when Abu Talib was breathing his last, Hab sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to him. Before Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam got there, Abu Jahl was already there, and Abdullah bin Ubay Umayyah was also there. And Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam entered the room. Ab sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked at Abu Talib, and Abu Talib looked at Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. Ab sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him with great love, in the Arabic language he says, Ayya Ammi, oh my uncle, listen to me what I am saying to you. Qul, say, La ilaha illallah. It's all about La ilaha illallah. It's not about pounds and dollars. It's not about mansions and buildings. It's not about cars. It's all about La ilaha illallah. Qul, say, La ilaha illallah. Kalimatan. These are the words that if I can hear you speak out La ilaha illallah, وَحَاجُّ لَكَ بِهَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, I will have some grounds to stand on the day of Qiyamah when I intercede on behalf of you. Say La ilaha illallah. Abu Talib was about to say something, and Abu Jahl looked at Abu Talib, and straight away he says, Abu Talib, you the leader of the Meccans, of the Qurayshi tribe. And these people were very, very much into their customs. and they would follow the system of their forefathers. That is why the ta'na that Abu Jahl gave, the taunting that came from Abu Jahl, was of the forefathers. Even today, in our society, a lot of the things that we do is not pure sunnat. And when we, the scholars or the learned people, when we remind the community that what you are doing is doubtful, it's not right, then what they say is that our forefathers are doing this. Same thing, it is the same argument that they present. Our forefathers are doing this. Alhamdulillah. But when one craves for knowledge and does his own research, and he has this zeal to take in knowledge, real knowledge, pure knowledge, hadith of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide him to the straight path. Allah will surely guide him. Abu Jahl was there and he said, are you going to turn away from the religion of your forefathers, from Lat and Uzza, and you are surrendering in front of your nephew, this young man that is here today? In your life, you never became a Muslim. So now, when you are about to die, you are turning away from the religion of your forefathers, paganism, mushrikeen the ye log. Abu Talib looked at Abu Jahl. Allahu Akbar. That is why it's a decisive moment when the ruh is about to leave the body. Shaitan is there full force. See, when the plane has to take off, first it's going slowly, then it needs enough speed for it to ascend, for it to go up. Enough speed. That is what the shaitan does. When the shaitan knows that this person is there, in the hospital, in the house, wherever, they come, they know, and they whisper in the hearts. And they make him ghafil, ghaflat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this calamity. Abu Talib was there. And friends like Abu Jahl don't help. Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam is standing. Azab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when close to him, إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ, when the time of death comes, you have to go. He did not have any time to utter any words and he died. Muhaddiseen have said that Abu Talib, though a man who had a lot of sympathy for Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam, but he left the world in the state of kufr. He was not a Muslim. Shi'un, हमारे तश्ई भाई शिया लोग भाई तो नहीं भाई अरे और उसमें they say no Abu Talib was a Muslim, that's what they say, the Shias. Why? Because of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. But muhaddiseen like Allama Ibn al-Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayh, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'at. And that is why when he died, Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam looked at him and took it upon himself, and he said that I will repent and do istighfar on behalf of Abu Talib until my Allah stops me. These are the words of Huzur alayhi salam. And he was doing dua for Abu Talib. And this verse was revealed to Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. وَمَا كَانَ لِلنَّبِيِّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن يَسْتَغْفِرُوا لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ وَلَوْ كَانُوا أُولِي قُرْبَى مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُمْ أَصْحَابُ الْجَهِيمِ. It is not befitting for a Nabi or a believer that he should repent on behalf of that individual who has left this dunya in the state of kufr. He knows that there is no iman. He has left this world without iman. Then to make dua for him, there is no point. It's not valid. It is not jais. It is not lawful. He is from Ashabul Jaheem. He is from those who will enter Jahannam. And another verse that was revealed to Huzur alayhi salam was, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاء. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hidayat is not in your hands, that who you like, Hidayat should come to him. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. But it is in the, that is the prerogative of Allah. That is Allah's mashiyat. Allah gives hidayat to who He likes. Again, important lessons have to be learned. We should do shukr that Allah has given us iman. Subhanallah. And we should pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the final result is also in this state, in the condition of iman, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah give us the tawfiq that before we die, we utter the kalimat, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, and we are free from nifaq. These are great examples for us. Abu Talib did not have iman. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam wanted Abu Talib. Subhanallah. But again, to show clearly that all power is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam asked for Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his dua, and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and became a Muslim. Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala and came to Huzur alayhi salam and he said to him, Ya Rasulullah, Abu Talib was a man who had a lot of love for you. He would sympathize with you, he would defend you, he was there for you all the time, but he has left dunya now. What has your companionship made an effect for him? He left his dunya in the condition of kufr. How have you benefited Abu Talib? And Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam said to Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, that because of me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him the lowest level of punishment in Jahannam. He is in the lowest section. And it is said that that fire is very, very shallow, where Abu Talib is. And all those who were there for Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, though they left dunya in the condition of kufr, they will be punished. But the punishment will be, the fire will be at a shallow level. Bahut halka sa. And that level will be that the heels of their feet will be burning. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from kufr. But because he was there for Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam, this benefit is given to him. What Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam said to Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an. So this year was Amul Huzn, the year of grief. Also the people of Taif rejected the message of Quran and Hadith when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the verses of the Quran in front of them. Not a single one became a Muslim. On the contrary, they inflicted pain and threw stones on Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam. So all one after another, difficulty upon difficulty came to Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam. But it is the tarteeb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that after every difficulty there is ease and comfort. Inna ma'al usri yusra. And this yusr, this comfort, this ease came in the form of mi'raj for Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. A unique and only exclusive package of mu'jiza reserved for Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. No one else. A personal invitation for Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. Personal invitation. An invitation with shan ke saath. Jibreel Amin comes not alone with Mikael and a group of angels. MashaAllah. That is why the ulama say that when you see a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if you were to invite him, then you must do his full khidmat. Means of transport, a group of people going to him, then bringing him, this is the tartib. And this was the status given to Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sleeping in the chamber of Hazrat Umm Hani radiallahu ta'ala. And when you look at the verse of the Quran, Mi'raj is described in two forms. One is Isra and one is Mi'raj. The first part of this great miracle is Isra, the journey from Makkatul Mukarrama to Masjid Aqsa. And what is Mi'raj? The journey from Masjid Aqsa to the heavens. So you have two parts to the journey. Isra, the night travel is from Makkah to Masjid Aqsa. Then from Masjid Aqsa to the heaven, Sidratil Muntaha. That is Mi'raj. Subhanalladhi asra بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا. The first ayat, 15 para beginning, and this surah is also known as Surah Al-Isra. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sleeping in the room of Hazrat Umm Hani. Hazrat Jibreel Amin came down. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam greeted him. First they took Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam to the Hatim, and after that they went to the area where the well of Zamzam is. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was put down to rest in the area of Zamzam. And Shaqqa Sadr took place again for the second time. Shaqqa Sadr means the splitting of the chest. The chest was cut open of Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam. Again, the heart was taken out and the heart was washed with Zamzam water. Subhanallah. And it is said that another angel had a bowl of liquid of light. Liquid of light. Noor tha us bowl ke andar. Jo kuch bhi ho bartan aap samjhe jannat se. And that was also put into the heart of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is said that this was an indication of that all knowledge was with Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam. Knowledge and wisdom was given to Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam. And again after that the chest was resealed. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up and mashaAllah for his journey, the transportation was this beautiful animal from Jannat. And also before I continue, some of the ulama have said that at that moment where the chest was open and the heart was washed with Zamzam water, one of the angels also had sealed the stamp of prophethood behind the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the seal of prophethood was there after this event that had taken place of Mi'raj. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. The seal of prophethood is Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in Shama'il al-Tirmizi we have a lot of narrations from the companions that the companions had seen the seal of prophethood. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was standing there, and this beautiful animal, is translated in the Arabic language as Buraq. Some of the scholars have described it as a beautiful horse. Hamare zamane mein, beautiful horse. But a horse that's got wings that can fly. And the speed of that horse, mashallah, even faster than Umar's car. Khalid's taxi. Yeah. Very, very fast. Meri aur aapki kya haisiyat? It is said that where the sight would end of that animal, Buraq, not a human being. Meri, mujhe aur aapko to chashme lage hai, of that animal. Animal made in Jannah. Where his sight would end, that would be its first step. One stride. One. In 1 second, puri dunya ka ubur karta. Puri dunya. Subhanallah. And what sight was given to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala? Hazrat Umar is standing in Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and giving a khutbah. And the mujahideen are far away from Madinatul Munawwara. Thousands of miles away. And Hazrat Umar is in Masjid Nabawi and he can see Hazrat Sari'. He can see Hazrat Sari'. And Hazrat Sari' is in jihad and someone behind him is about to attack Hazrat Sari'. And Hazrat Umar is doing a khutbah and he's looking like this. SubhanAllah. Kaise Allah ke wali honge. MashaAllah. And technology today has made things easier for us to understand. These were great awliyaullah, sulaha, that Allah would open up everything for them. And Hazrat Umar is doing a khutbah and he's saying, ya Sari' al-Jabal, al-Jabal. Look behind you where the mountain is. And Hazrat Sari' looked behind and was prepared for the fight. And after that he said to the companions, you won't believe it, but it was like as if Hazrat Umar was warning me that Sari' look behind. If I did not look behind, today I would have been shaheed. Later on, when the companions came back again, some of the companions says that we did not know, Ya Sare, your name was taken whilst khutbah was being done, and then it all clicked that this is the karamat of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and this beautiful animal Buraq. That is why Mi'raj was done with such speed, and it was so fast that Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam went up in the heavens, and when he came down, the bedding of Huzur alayhi salam was still warm. Abhi tak wo jism ki garmi hoti, it was warm. MashaAllah. And Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam's journey starts. There he saw the land of dates, Madinatul Munawwara. According to one riwayat, one narration, that Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam also performed two rak'ats nafal. When you go to Makkah al-Mukarramah, we have a lot of Arabs who say, oh, bid'ah, don't pray two rak'ats nafal here, don't pray two rak'ats nafal here. Don't pray. Wallahu alam, I don't know, I'm not a mufti. But here we see, according to some sources, that when Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam went for Mi'raj, when the land of Medina was presented to him, he prayed what? Two rak'ats nafal. And when he saw Madian, the city of Musa alayhi salam, he prayed two rak'ats. Ab do rak'ats Allah ko sajda karne mein kya kisi ko takleef ho rahi hai bhai? Subhanallah. And he saw Baytul Laham, Bethlehem, where Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was born. And he also saw the valley of Sina, where Musa alayhi salam was given Nabuwat. That is why in the hadith it comes that Huzur alayhi salam saw Musa alayhi salam performing salat in the area where he is resting, whilst Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for his mi'raj. And also in this journey, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had shown Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam visions. He saw a group of people being punished, different groups of people being punished. Some were those who are always backbiting, dunya mein jibat karna, wo aisa, ye aisa, and they were being punished. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a group of people being punished who were not punctual with their salat, who were not regular in their zakat. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a group of people being punished who used interest money, usury, riba ka paisa istimal kiya. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a group of people who were being punished for fornication. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a group of people who were being punished because what they preached they did not practice. So different groups of people were being punished, and Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam saw all that. Eventually, when he got to Masjid al-Aqsa, now the second part of the journey, here Masjid al-Aqsa, and then you have Masjid al-Haram. Masjid al-Aqsa, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entering Masjid al-Aqsa, what did he do? The first thing, do rakat nafal palli, tahiyyatul masjid. He prayed, and also Jibreel Amin prayed, mashallah. And after that, to show the honor and status, ranking of Huzur alayhi salam, all the anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam were gathered. In what form, only Allah knows. But is it any difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Maybe it is mushkil nahi. Subhanallah. All the prophets were there. Azan was given and iqamat was given. And Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam stood there. This is how humble Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. Until Jibreel Amin came and pushed Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam to the musalla. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look, all the prophets were there. Musa alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, Adam alayhi salam, Jalilul Qadr Paighambar waha maujood the. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became an imam. Again, to show the people that Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam is Khatamul Nabiyyin. There is no Nabi after Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam. So Mirza Ghulam is who? Al-La'een, he is a Mal'oon, and wo kaha jayega? Jahannam mein jayega. Inna alladheena kafaru. Din kufr kiya wo kaha jayega? Jahannam mein. Khatm nabuwat ka aqeeda na ho, to fir wo jahannam mein jayega. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the imam for all the prophets. It is also said that when Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went into the heavens, there was an announcement and all the angels were gathered and they prayed salat behind Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam. So he did imamat of Anbiya alayhi salam and imamat of the angels. After that, this ladder was brought down from Jannat, And miraculously, Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam, through this ladder, mashallah, ascended and he got to the first heaven. Allah ki habib ke liye kya mushkil kaam hai. There he saw Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. In the second heaven, he saw Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, two prophets. And teesre asman mein, he saw Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. Aur phir Yusuf alayhi salam ke baad dekha Hazrat Idris alayhi salam. And after Idris alayhi salam, he saw Hazrat Harun alayhi salam. And he saw Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. And after that, he saw Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So he met all the grand prophets that were there. And slowly he went to the highest position where Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was, resting on Baytul Ma'mur, the Kaaba of the angels. That is why some of the muhaddiseen hold this opinion that after Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, the highest ranked Nabi is Hazrat Ibrahim Khalilullah, Ibrahim alayhi salam. He was there, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam greeted him. That is why when Huzur alayhi salam came back from Mi'raj, when he described the prophets to the people, he said that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and myself, Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam's body, how Allah created him physically, there was a lot of resemblance between Ibrahim alayhi salam and Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. Abu sallallahu alayhi wasalam was there, and after that Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam was taken to Sidratul Muntaha. Sidratul Muntaha is the furthest point, the last zone in the heavens. And close to Sidratul Muntaha is Jannatul Ma'wa. And this is in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Indaha Jannatul Ma'wa. In Surah Al-Najm, that close to Sidratul Muntaha is Jannatul Ma'wa. And that is why Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam was shown Jannat, and Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam was also shown Jahannam. If you remember on a Friday, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Mi'raj, what did he see? He saw the beautiful mansion of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And according to one narration, it is said that Jannat said to Huzur alayhi salam that, O Prophet of Allah, you are in me now, why do you want to go back out of me? After andar aage bahir kis. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Jannat that I don't want to enter you until every single one of my followers enter into you. Tumhare andar dakhil ho jaye. That is why I have to go back. Allahu Akbar. That is the love that Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam had for the ummah. After that, after sighting Jannat and Jahannam, Hazrat Jibreel Amin stood on one side and he said to Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this is the boundary, this is the hudud. No angels can trespass this boundary. This is the limit that we have. The only one in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has the permission to walk further and cross this boundary is you. No one else. And from now you are alone in this journey to, subhanallah, getting very, very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And only Allah knows the kafiyat of how the mi'raj was and the communication of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam, and the gift of salat that was given to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at Jibreel Amin, and Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went across. Some of the companions in the hadith questioned Huzur alayhi salam and they said, Ya Rasulullah, you have given us a description of what you saw, but explain to us what you saw after crossing this boundary. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at them and said to them only one word, Nurul A'zam. What I saw was Nurul A'zam. Nur that I have never seen and one can never imagine. It is something that Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could not describe. And Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went there And again, alhamdulillah, we are familiar with the story. Allah give jazai khair to Musa alayhi salam with the 50 salat. He came down, he says, no, go back. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went back, five salat, das salat, kam hui. And finally, when five salat was left, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came down, even then Musa alayhi salam was not satisfied. Imagine the taklif that he must have received from the people of Israel, Banu Israel, the Jews. Allahu Akbar. And he said to Huzur alayhi salam that even five salat will be difficult for your ummah. Go back, even five salat is too much. And Maulana Dawood Sahib said something today in Juma which really touches the heart. He said that this one Buzruk said that today people have time to go to Baytul Khala, but people don't have time to go to Baytullah. Allahu Akbar. And Baytullah is not Khana Iqaba. Baytullah is the house of Allah, masjid. People have time to go to Baytul Khala, to the toilet. If you need to use the bathroom or toilet five times a day, will you use it? Koi yu to nahi kahega mujhe peshab lage ji chhore ji, koi nahi, aaj nahi. Qaza kar le. Aisa to nahi. If he needs to use the toilet, he will go 10 times. So this is what the Shaykh is saying, that afsos, that people, when they need to use Baytul Khala, they will go 10 times. But when the Muazzin is saying to come to Baytullah, the house of Allah, people pay no attention. Huzur alayhi salam said to Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, ab to mujhe sharam aa rahi hai. Now I am ashamed to go back. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, five is enough for my ummah. Insha'Allah ta'ala, I have hope that they will be regular and punctual. And Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam came back in the exact reverse manner. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he went, that's how he came back, Masjid Aqsa, from Masjid Aqsa, Buraq to Masjid al-Haram, and then back to the room of Hazrat Hani radiallahu ta'ala. It is said that, the ulama have said that this particular pattern of journey of Huzur alayhi salam, that Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Masjid Aqsa, is to show the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Masjid Aqsa is always with the believers and the Muslimin. And the true people who are on Sirat Mustaqim, those who follow the teachings of the prophets, are those who follow Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also, Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam was to migrate to Madinatul Munawwara, and in Madinatul Munawwara, a lot of Jews were there. And when the Jews were there, it would be easy for them to accept Huzur alayhi salam, because the first question they would put forward to Huzur alayhi salam is that you were born in Mecca, what knowledge do you have of that zone which is known as Al-Quds, where majority of the prophets of Banu Israel were born and were living there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala connected Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam with all the prophets by making sure that Mi'raj is done via Masjid Aqsa. That is why we as Muslims must always have deep love for Masjid Aqsa. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that masjid remains protected, intact, every part of that masjid. And insha'Allah ta'ala, we also pray for the Palestinian brothers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help them in every way and support their cause. Ab to itna zulm ho raha hai ke aap zarat dekhte hain. Allah paak musalmanon ki hifazat kare. So Masjid Aqsa is extremely important for the Muslimin. For Masjid Aqsa to stand there, mashallah, it is honor and it is izzat for the Muslims. Very few mosques are mentioned in the Quran. Masjid al-Haram, Masjid al-Nabwi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the city of Madinatul Munawwara, and Masjid Aqsa. Very few. That is why, alhamdulillah, we should have deep love for any cause that is connected to Palestine. Ye khayal rakhe, aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne farmaya, کہ یہ حب الایمان یہ ایمان میں سے ہے. کیا ہے؟ ایمان میں سے ہے. And one of the signs of Qiyamah will be that all the Muslims will be gathered in that part of the area. And when Isa alayhi salatu wa salam comes and the big fight that will take place with Dajjal will also be in the area of Al-Quds. Allah Pak mujhe aapko tawfeeq de ke hum aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki sunnaton ke upar amal kare. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. I think downstairs there is also a leaflet, a program in London, Tooting Masjid. Wahan niche aap information dekh le. Presented by Ismail, Brother Ismail, and a lot of scholars will be attending that function. I think it's titled as The Suffering Still Continues in Palestine. So if brothers go there, inshallah, it will be beneficial. Dua kare. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.